so you're going to be here in Raglan on Friday playing at the Yard. 7 o'clock, it says on our What's On guide here. And you're doing a bit of a tour at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a solo piano tour around the North Island. And we've done 3 dates already. And this is our kind of second leg away from home.
And you say you're doing a piano tour. You're actually bringing a baby grand with you everywhere you go by the looks of things.
Yeah. So that's kind of the hard concept that's often difficult for people to grasp. But, yeah, we bring the grand piano with us. There's a whole system. And even if the venue has a piano on site, yeah, it's a bit ridiculous, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And I'm just looking at a photo on Facebook. You were playing at Church Winery. Is that the venue? Church Road Winery?
Yeah, Church Road Winery was a home gig, yeah.
And I see you've got a metal plank and some gear, but I still can't imagine how you actually got it up. Like, there's like 10 steps there. I counted them.
Well, that's one of the more tricky venues, with a massive staircase having to get up that. But, yeah, there's a whole hydraulic system that kind of is built by my friend Joe Dobson under the business Underground, and he's kind of got this pretty much grand piano that can go anywhere, really.
Okay, yeah. So he's available for people if they want to move grand pianos.
Well, if anyone wants a grand piano put in somewhere ridiculous, he'll be the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing pictures of you on beaches and in forests and all yeah. over. It'll be pretty easy here at the Yard. I think there's like one step outside, so
great.
Not so hard this time.
Yeah.
Hey, have you got any support acts for the Raglan gig?
We don't yet. We'd be really keen to have one. I think we're going to sort that out today and announce it maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. we'll let people know when we find out.
Yeah.
It's actually quite hard to find out anything about you on the internet. Usually it's quite easy to find information about people, but are you what's called an emerging artist, I guess?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I feel like we're really making waves this year with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Putting more music out in the studio, more touring, and yeah, it kind of seems like things have taken just a slight step up from emerging this year. But,
okay.
I'm in the early stages. But yeah. I like being around this kind of discovery stage.
Yeah.
Where things are new to you. Yeah. It's exciting.
So tell us a bit about yourself. Like, where'd you grow up and all that sort of thing?
So I live in Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
And grew up here pretty much. And kind of had all my first musical experiences here, which, Hawke's Bay has like this amazing creative scene that's maybe not recognised enough, but maybe overshadowed by, I don't know, Art Deco.
Is that what everyone knows about the Hawke's Bay? There's Art Deco architecture.
Yeah. but there's a great scene here, and I cut my teeth on it when I was 14, 15, coming up, playing in bands and things.
Yeah. Was there a lot of music in the house growing up?
Yeah, I think there was. I probably underestimate how much there actually was, because it just seemed normal, You don't really know what other families are like.
Yeah.
But looking back, there was a lot of music around, and always music around, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Being played or, listening to different records here and there in the kitchen and things like that. I think it was always around, and I just maybe took it for granted at the time or didn't realise how important that was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I grew up with parents who like classical music and country music, so if that is a point of contrast for you.
Yeah.
it definitely was a bit different. And your parents, they played music?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I think when I first thought about it, I mean, I would say no, but then I think it was just so casual and, like, just a throwaway thing that everyone played music that I didn't really register it as, oh, right, that's what they do, or that's a talent, or that's something amazing, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, we just play music and that's just what we do, kind of thing.
And when you're just starting to produce your own music, like, what's the process of, like, do people choose a genre? They say, I want to be this type of music, or do you just start doing things and it just kind of emerges?
Yeah, I guess it's probably two things, like what you listen to and what makes you feel good, which are usually the same things.
Yeah.
So it's usually just what feels good to you and what comes naturally at first, I'd say.
Okay, and for people who don't know, what how has the music come out? What sort of music is it?
It's got a bit of a range, but really it kind of started out as folk, indie folk type music. And kind of, I just started pushing the boundaries of that indie folk kind of scene and stretched into a bit of the countryside or maybe into the more of the pop side or the rockier side, but it kind of fits real well in that indie folk type.
Yep.
But it's songs with, like, they have depth and, you know, you can listen to them on surface level, but they also have, you can really get into them, and if you want to find answers or revelations or anything that might help, like, you know, they, the songs have that capability, I think.
So you've, this week, Friday, you're it's you and a piano, just you and a piano, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. So it'll just be me on the grand piano that we wheel in, and pretty much all original stuff. And, yeah.
Okay, but I see that, like looking at the videos, you know, you're playing with a band and a lot of your other music. So I guess, is all your music being converted for the piano for the tour?
Yeah. So it's pretty much kind of maybe the first and only time these songs will be played like that, you know?
Okay.
And it's quite interesting stripping them back, because you sort of understand them, even as the writer, you understand them in a whole new light, you know?
Yeah. And I'm interested in, like, I'm on your website here, and I'm looking at the titles of your songs, and they're all quite bold titles, like The Purpose of This Man, There's Nothing Like It, The Best Thing I've Ever Seen, All That's Left to Do Is Sleep. Is that, how does that happen? How do things like that happen?
I don't know. Maybe I'm dramatic or something. I don't know. It happens on its own. I always get to the end of the song and go, God damn it, it's another one of those, like, bold, long titles. But, yeah, I think, I don't know. I think they're always like a firm statement of what the song means. And,
yeah.
It's like a strong step forward, I guess, this title, you know.
Yeah. And have you gone through the experience of having your music reviewed by a critic somewhere?
Live shows I definitely have.
Yeah.
Live shows. And they've been kind so far, which I'm grateful for. But, yeah, maybe not recorded music. But, yeah, that's kind of daunting. And maybe something I wouldn't really want to pay attention to if someone were to.
Yeah, I think so, mm-hmm. I mean, we all know there's potential for a lot of negativity out in the world at the moment, and we don't have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. And for this tour, like, it's how many, like, 6-7 dates or something like that? I'm curious, when you've got the access to the whole of the North Island, why people come to Raglan? We're just a little town.
Well, I've never been to Raglan, but everyone raves about Raglan and how, well, quirky it is, or how interesting it is, and I think people are just after something different, and I think Raglan, like, provides that.
Yeah. You're actually the second person in the space of a month to turn up with their own piano. We had AJ Hicklin come through here.
Oh, yeah, great.
A few weeks ago. He actually brought his piano into the studio. I don't think your one would fit in here, so We're not going to ask for that. There's not that much room. But as I mean, do you think you'll do this again, take the piano with you, or is it just something that's cool to do, this one-off thing?
Yeah, I'm really into, like, one-off moments, you know, and then kind of just moving on and kind of having that one time as the memory, you know. But the piano's so much fun, so there's probably a time we will just be like, hey, should we put the piano somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say neither, yeah.
And are you working, like, are you working with a record label, or are you going independent? And is that much easier to do these days?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is pretty irrelevant in this day and age, you know. Well,
yeah,
you can have a record label, but, and it'll help, you know, or it won't, you know. It's kind of, it used to be real black and white, the music industry, back in, you know, the 70s and 80s, I suppose.
Yeah.
Even 90s. But there's just so many avenues you can go down, so many mediums.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, everything's kind of available and an option.
And from what I've heard, the first question the record companies will ask you is how many followers you've got on TikTok.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which is like NA for me, not applicable. Yeah.
Not applicable? You don't even have a TikTok account?
No.
Okay.
No.
I have to admit, I don't think I'm of the age group to be on TikTok, so I didn't even check. I was looking up on Facebook to see what you had there. That's the easiest thing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, if I made one, maybe it would be sarcastically. But
yeah. Does sarcasm come over on TikTok?
Probably not.
Hey, so we want to play a track of yours before we go, and I've looked for the one where you're playing the piano, so it's most like what the gig's going to be like. It's called yep. There's Nothing Like It. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about the song before we play it?
Yeah. I wrote this song quite a while ago, and it kind of just reared its head about a year ago, and I was like, man, we should totally do that one. And it's kind of, it talks a lot about things that you can't explain, things that you only understand when you're in it, like things. And the best way to kind of convey that usually in music is to talk about love or connection between people, because that's sort of the universal, like everyone can kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just about those things that are just so grand and completely unexplainable, I guess.
And when the song first comes to you, do you know that you immediately know that you're going to just play this one on a piano, or whether you want a band, or is that will come a bit later?
Yeah, that's like near the end. I songs always change so much from conception to, you know, execution, I guess. And it's different every time. That you can never, I think that's what's so enticing to me to write songs, because it's never quite the same.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's been really nice to talk to you this morning, Arahi, and looking forward to your gig here in town. And I think looking at the gear you've got, you should be able to get the piano into the yard quite easily compared to some of those other places you've been to. So, yeah,
awesome.
Thanks for your time, and we're going to play the track now. There's Nothing Like It. We'll see you later. There we go, folks. This is Arahi. 7 o'clock Friday night at the Yard. Support act yet to be decided, probably later this morning by the sounds of it.
That I loved But I can't.